Now, are they built pretty much the same way?
Yeah, in some ways they are.
Well, would they have drawers on one side and a place?
No, they have, but they are, a wardrobe has got doors that don't have any drawers. One I know of did.
Well, now what about a shifter robe?
It had drawers on one side and on the other.
Okay. What do you call the overlapping boards on the outside of a wooden house?
Dad, what them boards out there? Hmm? On the outside of the house nailed up. What you call it? I know what it is, but I can't think of it.
Yeah.
No? Outside the house. Weather board.
What do you call a covered area at the front or the side of the house where somebody might sit? Like right out here.
Porch.
And what would you call a little porch that doesn't have a roof on it? Do you have a special name?
It's just a walkout. I don't know. Walkout porch.
What do you call a small fenced area next to the barn where the cows are enclosed for full milk?
It's a lot.
Okay.
Cow lot.
What do you call a wall or a fence that's made out of rocks or stones?
Oh. A fence.
Okay. Uh-huh. Is that, would you just call it a fence?
Yeah, that's a fence.
Okay.
It's a wall or a fence.
What do you call a large wooden thing about this big? It's open at the top and you carry water or milk in it. It's got a handle across it.
Milk pan. Quit, Donnie. Quit. Please, got any yours.
And how about the kind of thing that you'd let down into a well to draw water?
It's a well bucket. You can buy them special for that.
And how is a well bucket different from an ordinary bucket?
Well, it's ordinary bucket is round and wide, but a well bucket is slender and tall and small.
And why is that?
Well, you see, the bottom is smaller than the top because when you let it down, you see, the top pulls the bottom over and it gets the water for you. It makes it go over.
I see.
And it's much easier to use in a well.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, would you call a bucket something different if it was made out of wood from what you'd call it if it was made out of
wood? Well, wood bucket.
Uh-huh.
That's what we had some once made out of cedar.
Did you?
Cedar buckets.
Well, now, do you ever call these things pails?
Well, we call a bucket you go to take to milk, that's a pail.
Mm-hmm.
Milk pail.
Well, now, that's made out of metal.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you call the heavy iron thing that you use in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
Skillet.
Okay.
Quit, Donnie. Got any on that?
And what do you call the kind of heavy iron thing that you cook cornbread on?
A wood burning stove. It's a big old...
No, ma'am. I mean the kind of the iron thing.
Oh, it's a spat.
Okay. What do you call the thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of?
Faucet.
Okay. And how about the same kind of thing if it's on a barrel?
It's a faucet, too.
And how about the same kind of thing if it's out of the yard?
It's a faucet outside.
Okay. If you buy a few cans of food at the store, what are they put into for you to carry them home?
Bag or either a box.
Okay. What do you call a great big bag that's made out of loosely woven cloth?
It's burlap.
Would you
have a loosely woven cloth?
Well, I don't know exactly how to describe it.
Out. We call them corn sacks.
Corn sacks?
Put corn in.
Okay.
After you shell it, you see you can put it in there. Either before you shell it, you can put it in there.
Well, now, have you ever
stored away.
Heard these things called croaker sacks or tooth sacks?
Well, that's what we call them, too. We call them, they're all the same thing.
Well, which one of those words are you familiar with?
Well, the burlap.
Uh-huh. But, I mean, a croaker sack and toe sack, do you ever use either one of those?
No, we didn't ever have any of them. We just had burlaps. We pick cotton in them and peas and everything. We use all that burlap stuff. Mm-hmm.